Welcome back to Always Evolving, where we are always evolving. Make sure you click to subscribe and rate this bad boy. Hopefully you rate it well. But today we're going to be talking about law of attraction, envisioning, taking time to start the day a certain type of way, so you'll have plenty of time to play. All right, let's get into it. I know that, you know, a lot of people believe in what's called law of attraction, or if you think it, it can happen. And some people that I've worked with stop thinking something can happen because they feel like, oh, I tried that, or my dreams went away, or whatever else. But what I have in front of me is a piece of paper and a pen. And I also have Tony with me, who I talked to Tony in advance. I'm like, when I do these podcast episodes, I may want you to be either a guinea pig or I'll be your guinea pig in some of these, because sometimes it's inspiring to hear other people that are in my life. So Tony, I met a year ago at the gym. I met him at 24 Hour Fitness, and he recognized me from being in someone else's like video or photo. Is that right, Tony?
Yeah.
And Tony is the first person when we met, he told me that he was an influencer. And I think I said, what is that?
Yeah.
Didn't I?
Yeah. I was like, oh, I make videos for social media. And you were like, what's an influencer? And you were like, I was like, oh, it's, you know, someone who makes funny videos and content. And that's like the go-to title for it.
Yeah. And Tony has been instrumental in working with me. Like, so basically he introduced me to TikTok. I had, I don't know, 60 followers, and now I have over 200,000. And a lot of it is because the hell if I can figure out how to use that technology. But Tony is on that technology. He's also here at the house almost daily, even during COVID. I would say Tony was my emotional support human when I was going through different periods. And Tony is, you know, has a partner, and I'm really happy for you. And you've advanced in your life quite a bit, right?
Yeah, most definitely. I feel like since working with you, it's been, man, a lot of good things have come. And I think it's the people who you surround yourself with. Like, if you're surrounding yourself with, you know, successful people like yourself, then you're eventually going to start to become more and more successful. Which I felt it. I feel it. I feel like I'm like your, I feel like I'm Mike's sidekick, where I'm like a sponge. I'm taking all the information, and I'm learning a lot from him. So it's.
Well, and I learned a lot from you. And also I'm happy for you. You finally bought a truck, your own car. You're moving into an apartment. You're achieving more than you had envisioned maybe a year ago.
For sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, part of it is, you know, and Tony's one of those people where it's just important that we surround ourselves with people who have our best interest, and also realizing that we all have strengths and we all have not weaknesses, but just we're all strong in certain areas of life and no one's perfect. And I'm just grateful to have a good team around me. But what I wanted to talk about today was this idea of you can attract what it is that you want, but what you want isn't so literal. Like, I believe, like, if people are like, oh my gosh, I want to win an NFL championship in some time in my life. Well, so have a million others when they were little kids, and it only happened for, I don't know, how many people are on a team? 80 people or something? You know, it's like, doesn't happen for everyone. And sometimes it's like, well, why do you want to attract that? Like, why is that important? Why do you believe that that's going to lead to a greater sense of self or self-esteem? And how do you know the difference between, okay, I want to have more of this in my life and it's actually good for me, and I want to have more of this in my life and it's not so good for me? And sometimes we believe what we need is more or better of something. And what I've started to do, and only takes 5 minutes a day, is I start to envision what it is that I want. And because if for any of you who have anxiety, it's very easy to go through the day thinking about, oh, did I say that right? Or do I need to do this? Or what about that? Or what's going to happen there tomorrow? Or, oh God, you know, it's like we get in our own way, right? And it's how do you get a clean slate? And I always find a clean slate comes with a blank piece of paper. So I have a blank piece of paper in front of me. Tony, grab a blank piece of paper, or I'll give you one. I have an extra one. You got one?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and this is kind of how I am in my friendships is I feel like a great way of connecting with others is doing activities that improve ourselves. So it's very common. I would have friends over and I would say, hey, let's all meditate or let's all write something out or let's all learn about this. And so I think what my suggestion would be is doing this exercise for just 5 minutes a day. That's it. And what the exercise looks like, blank piece of paper, pen, sitting still. And then after sitting still, writing out what comes to you. So Tony and I are going to sit still for 5 minutes. Obviously, I'm not going to have you listen to 5 minutes of silence. So I'm going to kick this back up. And it's going to be fast forwarded or edited together so that you can catch after 5 minutes of us doing this. So to start things off, why don't we both, before we meditate, write down what we wish we had more of, or what we wish created more peace for ourselves, or whatever it is, like whatever we think in our mind's eye would create better or more or less of something that we believe would make us feel more at ease.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Okay. Next, we're going to take another piece of paper. And this is going to be the paper we're going to write out after meditating for 5 minutes. What I do, by the way, is I turn on music when I meditate. And I typically go for, there's this DJ, I had him on the podcast named Lane 8. If I want to feel very motivated and kind of in that direction, I'll turn on some Lane 8. If I want to feel more of a like peace and serenity type of meditation, I'll turn on a producer. His name's U137. I actually just messaged him on Instagram about potentially coming on this podcast because I just think it would be cool to talk to him about the sounds he creates. And I'd love to collaborate with him at some point because I just think his stuff is magical. So he has this one song called, there's two songs I like. One is called Adam Forever. There's actually a lot of songs I like, but the other is called The Great Leap. And then with Lane 8, there's a song, Sunday Song, that always gets me in the mood. Tony, which direction do you want to go? Do you want to go more of we're going for the peace attraction, or do you want more of the inspiration attraction?
Inspiration attraction.
Inspiration attraction?
Yeah.
Okay. So I now I'm going to turn on Lane 8. Because this song, Sunday Song, Tony heard me playing this song. How many times do you think I've played this song since you've been with me in the last year?
Probably around 2,000 times.
And by the way, that's probably only 5% of the time I've played it. I just find music gets us, it hits that part of our like soul that you can't explain. So I'm going to play Sunday's song. All right, let me find it. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're just going to go for the whole song. Eyes closed, comfortable position, and then we're going to go back. So you want to flip over the one piece of paper that you wrote on, because we don't even want to see that after this, and I'll explain why. So flip it over. All right. Okay, so we're going to get into it. And the idea is thinking what you want. Envision. So now let's write out whatever we envisioned. Okay. So, first list, let's just go premeditation. What was your list?
I listed two things: more money so that I can travel, and more time to give to spend with my family.
Okay. And then what was it after meditate?
Travel the world.
Got it. You just envision traveling the world
by myself, just alone.
That's cool.
Never done it. Never had that opportunity. Would love to do it.
Travel alone.
Yeah.
I did that for years. It's amazing.
Did you?
Yeah. You learn a lot about yourself.
Oh my God.
And I would go to countries where they didn't speak English. So it forces you to like deal with your own feelings and thoughts and like navigating. It's fun.
Like you just did it for like a long period of time or you?
Yeah.
Just-
like I would go to like, Spain for 10 days or like where, yeah, sure. There's some English speakers, but it's not the primary language, you know?
That's amazing. Oh my God.
It's fun.
It sounds fun.
So that it just shifted and which one feels like more meaningful to you?
I mean, as much as I definitely want to spend more time with my family, but I think I'm in a selfish mindset where I just, to just travel the world would just be everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I wrote down, it's so random, before I wrote down less stress, new pool, because my pool sunk a foot and the tile is like a disaster and it keeps running in my head. More discipline, be more in the moment and have more fun. Then I meditated or we did it, you know, kind of envisioning. And I pictured myself in a refugee camp or some very underprivileged community and dancing with the people and like creating like opportunity and I don't know, something in my head kept thinking I was giving someone a home. And that just felt amazing to like be in that adventure. And then I don't know why, you know, like I believe this stuff works. And part of it is and I don't know why I went to dancing again. I pictured that I was with someone like a Latin dude. Like, I don't know if he's Colombian or Brazilian or something, or like some Middle Eastern or whatever. And I don't know why the guy could really dance. And he had like a certain type of dance move where I was like, that's it. You know what I mean? I just think it's so cute. And I pictured it was either at like a party or a wedding or something. And that they marched to their own beat and were relatively like abstract in just how they perceive the world. And we just had a lot of fun together. Yeah. And then I envisioned reconnecting with someone that I felt hurt by, that I believe we both have been hurt and have not had a chance to have a conversation with each other. And I pictured us connecting and it being healing for both of us. And I pictured, for whatever reason, my word being trusted in general, like that I'm transparent to the point where like my word's just my word and I'm not trying to get people to trust my word. It's just, there's no manipulation to it. It's just me, my word being trusted for whatever reason. And the reason I have to do this is you see how different our, what we believe we want is. Because in a lot of ways, when we can't really connect with the moment and like envisioning, we kind of go for the surface stuff, you know, the stuff that sounds good, like less stress, more discipline. But it's kind of like, okay, well, what does that look like? And the reality is there's more fun for me and less stress when I'm actually helping people that are underprivileged and dancing and healing with people that there's been issues in the past with. And And so that's why, like, you know, this morning, I just think this is a better way of starting the day for me than just, you know, consciously just going like, I want less stress. You know, that doesn't really create a vision. That's not a vision. It's just a idea.
What was your experience like going to the your first time ever going to a refugee camp?
Well, it was shocking because I couldn't believe other humans lived in a way. Like, you know, I couldn't fathom somebody who lived in a house and lived a normal life with kids and a husband, normal in the sense of like what I believe families should have the opportunity to do. And then meeting women whose husbands have been killed by ISIS and daughters weren't home anymore. They were being sex trafficked in Syria and the sons were forced to join the military. And these people are removed from their homes 2 hours away and sitting in a refugee camp. And you're like, and there's millions of them. And so it's just like, why aren't more people wanting to help other people? Like, I find selfishly, it's such a spiritual, beautiful feeling to create hope and lift other people up. And I just felt really like in this life, like it's not because it boosts my self-esteem. It's because it kind of boosts my spirituality. And it's not that I care about my own legacy. Like, I'm not a big legacy type guy. I think legacies are just stories, and it's just how much of a story someone wants to say. It's like, I want to have the experience of creating and, you know, doing some cool stuff, because I'm not trying to be a billionaire. Like, I'm not trying to be like some super rich dude. What I want to do is I want to be a part of an adventure to help other people feel better about their life so that they can have a better life. Like, that feeling to me just is, there's nothing really that replaces it. And I think too, you know, since like writing books and being on television, and I miss the miracles of being in the trenches with families. Like, I don't miss working with like the Hollywood life in terms of crises. What I miss is I miss working with like the divorced mom and dad who have a son who's like homeless. Not because I want people to be homeless. It's just, I miss some of that like connection. And so in my mind, I'm like, okay, well, how can I take my years of experience and leverage all of what I've done and all my resources to create a bigger change? You know,
I love that.
That's just what it is.
I feel like that should be maybe an upcoming book, the experience and the,
well, the whole reason this is law of attraction, as they say, or what you believe is what you create. Like, why I ended up with a podcast or on television or writing books was because I had envisioned for myself that I would be like my own brand, and that I wouldn't need to try to get other people. Like, because you're not, the realities in this life is like, you know, in the world of social media and credibility, like, you know, people look at different humans as being more important or less important. I don't. I really don't. But with other governments, and if you want to work with like inner city, you know, if you're a more respected name, you're taken more seriously. You can have meetings with the people that can, you know, partner and collaborate. And when I had that idea after visiting refugee camps of like, oh my God, I want to make the change happen. At first I thought I could have others help me. And then I realized, well, no, why don't I just be the change? And that's kind of why even like the last episode and this episode, I'm like, I think people probably want to hear from me and what I think and feel more than me just talking to other people. But I think I've kind of, it's been a work in progress for me to get more and more comfortable with just being, oh, people want to hear what I have to say. It's not that I think I'm an imposter. It's just, I think like, sometimes I'm like, well, I'm not thinking of the marketing of it all. Like I'm not, like, I don't think about when I think of like leveraging or building a brand, I'm not thinking about money. None of it's like, oh my God, and then I'll make more money. You know, like it's more like, oh, then I can have more impact. And I want to be myself through it all. And as soon as I feel like I'm not being myself, you've seen, like, I check out, right?
And not, I think not a lot of people can admit to that, that they don't do it for the money. They do it, like a lot of people do it for the money. And
there's nothing wrong with it. I just, whenever I've done it, I'm not a big business plan guy. I'm like I like to create and like, I like to throw paint. And it's why even with this podcast, why I was like, oh my God, I can't just keep coming out on Tuesdays. I want to record. I want to be able to pop down like this and talk when I want to talk. Like, why am I trying to fit into other structures that I end up feeling confused by, and then I just get uninspired, and then the reality is, look, I do want to make great money, but it's not it's to have cool experiences. It's not like I haven't really understood the point of, like, I don't sit there and envision extreme wealth, because I know so many wealthy people that I would never want their life. Nor do I feel like I feel like a lot of them they get really bored. You know, I know some really, 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 really rich people, and their lives aren't better because of a lot of money. And what I don't understand is when people have a lot of money, like, why am I the one trying to go do something in Kurdistan when I don't, like, I have, like, you know, 1,000th or millionth of what they have. Like, why don't people share their wealth? Because it's actually such a good feeling. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. Like, why is it so important to collect more money when you already could retire for the next and take care of everyone forever? Like, I understand passion and being like really inspired to do stuff, but like sometimes I'm just like, you know, what is the point if you're not able to dance and have fun and create more stress? Like, it's just not. So anyways, but I think thanks for doing this with me this morning, Tony.
Thank you.
And lots definitely to think about.
And definitely, if the next time or when you go to a refugee camp,
yeah,
I definitely want to come.
Yeah,
because I've been to something similar. I mean, not a refugee camp, but I've been to the Philippines, where it was a huge wake up call.
Yeah,
so I would definitely love Philippines to go.
Is wild.
Ladies and gentlemen,
what are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Yeah, I want to go back when I can actually do something, because I don't want to, like, I want to, like, bring impact. So that's what I'm kind of like. And to be honest, like that's where envisioning it, then I feel like the dots start to connect. And the reality is this is all free. Like what we did is free. It doesn't cost any money. It just takes getting out of your own way and taking the time. So thank you guys for listening to Always Evolving. Thank you, Tony Durex, for joining me. And let me know what you thought of today's episode. Also, share on Instagram. It's also super helpful if you tag me, if you listen to this. So I know you're there. So I know I'm talking to someone and I can kind of see who I'm talking to too. And until next time, keep it magical. The Always Evolving with Coach Mike Bear podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and is not intended as a replacement or substitution for any professional, medical, financial, legal, or other advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This podcast does not constitute the practice of medicine or any other professional service. The use of any information provided during this podcast is at the listener's own risk. For medical or other advice appropriate to your specific situation, please consult a physician or other trained professionals.